It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah looks something on Wikipedia. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
So today is New Year's Eve, obviously.
Obviously.
And so I thought that for today's Wiki Corner, for the last Wiki Corner of the year,
yes,
we would take a look at how New Year's Eve is celebrated in other countries around the world.
Oh, that's great, because they do have New Year's in every
they
country.
They also do, but they don't do the big New Year's Eve ball drop like we do in Times Square, that kind of stuff. They have some very interesting traditions.
Okay.
Yeah, so over in Spain, they have a tradition called the 12 grapes.
The 12 grapes.
Yes, and it's a tradition that dates back from at least 1895. In December of that year, some vine growers popularized this custom to better sell huge amounts of grapes from their excellent harvest.
Good.
So, smart business move,
I guess. Smart business people, sure.
So, the tradition consists of eating a grape with each bell strike at midnight on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
According to the tradition, this leads to a year of prosperity. In some areas, it's believed that the tradition wards away witches and general evil.
Of course
although
it does.
In modern days, it's viewed as a cultural tradition to welcome the new year.
I feel like everything they did back in the old days warded off witches and evil.
Evil spirits.
I feel like that was everything.
I know. That was, it kind of was, yeah.
I carry this because of that. I do this. I sneeze. I say bless you because of this.
And yeah. Yeah. There are two main places where people gather to eat their 12 grapes.
Oh.
With their family after dinner or in the main squares around the country, the Puerta del Sol in Madrid being the most famous place to do it.
BYOG.
BYOG. Bring your own grapes.
Bring your own grapes,
everybody. Only 12, though. Yeah. No more, no less.
No. Yeah. Mess it up.
Over in Scotland, their New Year's celebration, they have several different customs, and one is called First Footing.
Thirst?
First.
Oh, first.
First footing.
First footing.
Yes. The first foot is the first person to enter the home of a household on New Year's Day and is seen as a bringer of good fortune for the coming year.
All right.
Although it is acceptable in many places for the first foot to be a resident of the house, they must not be in the house at the stroke of midnight in order to be the first foot. So
somebody
you can't
else.
Just go and leave your house and walk right back in.
That would be cheating.
Right.
No cheating.
It
the
is
first
said,
footing.
It is said to be desirable for the first foot to be a tall, dark-haired male.
Oh.
A female or fair-haired male are in some places regarded as unlucky.
Unlucky.
So hopefully you have a friend or family member.
Yeah. Well, Ed Smith is tall, dark hair. You could invite him over.
Here
he
you
would
go.
Come through your,
just walk through your door. It's perfect. Yes.
Because we're around the neighborhood.
So the first foot usually brings several gifts, including perhaps a coin. Silver is considered good luck.
Oh, good.
Bread, salt, coal, evergreen, and or a drink, which is usually, of course, whiskey.
Whiskey, right.
Which represent financial prosperity, food, flavor, warmth, long life, and good cheer.
Mm, good cheer.
Yes. Then in Ecuador, the main event takes place at midnight. We're really getting around the world.
We are
everywhere. Yeah, so the main event takes place at midnight, where fireworks are lit along with thousands of life-size effigies. Most every local family creates an effigy from paper scraps or old clothes. They place it just outside the front of their home, and the effigy represents things they disliked from the previous year, and they're made to look like famous celebrities, politicians, public servants, cartoons, etc.
That's awful.
They are burnt right at midnight to shed the old year and represent a new beginning. And some of the braver Ecuadorians jump through these burning effigies 12 times to represent a wish for every month.
12 times if they're lucky.
Yeah, wish not to be burned.
They're lucky. Yes, wish not to be burned. Folks of the ER, busy that night.
Yes,
the
burn, I would think so.
Burn unit
the burn
is,
unit.
Is alive
full.
And well
yes.
over there in Ecuador.
Yes. and then in Germany and Scandinavia, they have an interesting tradition. One integral part of their New Year's Eve is the broadcasting of a British comedy sketch called Dinner for One.
Okay.
Yes. So this sketch has nothing to do with New Year's Eve. Nothing to do with New Year's Eve at all.
Okay.
What it's about a 90th birthday of an upper class English woman who hosts a celebration dinner every year for all of her friends. The problem is that due to her considerable age, she has outlived all of her friends. And so her equally aged manservant makes his way around the table, impersonating each of the guests and drinking their wine all in turn.
So,
and that's the sketch.
And what year is the sketch from? How old is this?
It's pretty old. It's in black and white.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what year the sketch is actually from, but it started airing in Germany in 1972, and up to half of the population
you
watches
are
it every year.
Kidding?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be curious to see that.
The comedy sketch actually holds the Guinness World Record for the most frequently repeated television program ever.
No.
Yes. Hmm. And ironically, it is completely unknown in the UK.
What's the name of it? Is it a?
It's called Dinner for One.
Dinner for One. And nobody in the UK.
They don't really know about it.
It's so
but
funny.
In Germany and Scandinavia.
Where did it come from? It was broadcast in the UK originally?
It must have, yeah. Okay. A long time ago.
All right.
But for some reason, they play it every year in Germany and Scandinavia. Right. And yeah, right. It's a big New Year's Eve thing, apparently.
Right. I guess so.
Yeah.
All right, is that it?
That's it.
We traveled the world.
We did.
Wiki style, and you came back with a record you want us to play.
Yeah, so since it's New Year's Eve, yeah. I thought we would play Auld Lang Syne by James Taylor.
A great one. Sarah, thank you so, so much.
You're welcome.